flour and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. Amen. Bear in mind, the vineyard belonged to the householder. It was his vineyard. It was his wine press. But because he'd been gone a while and because the servants had been in charge for a while, they got to thinking it was theirs. Amen. It wasn't. Amen. It was still his. And he expected the fruits from his own vineyard, did he not? And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. That was the prophets. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did them likewise. And last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. Did they? No, they thought the vineyard was theirs. They said, if we let this man go, the Romans will come and take away our place and nation. Amen. The owner's own son came and they didn't recognize that he was the heir. Amen. But when the husband saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord, therefore, that vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? Those farmers, that's what we would call them. Those tenant farmers, what'll he do to them? Amen. He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen. Look out. The vineyard's about to change hands. The farm is about to change hands. Somebody's going to lose their position and somebody else is going to get it. Amen. He'll let out his vineyard to other husbandmen or farmers, and they shall render unto him the fruits in their season. I like what Dr. Kenneth Taylor says in his paraphrase. He said, they will give the Lord what belongs to him. Amen. They'll give the Lord what belongs to him. Praise God. 22nd chapter, Matthew. Amen. Tell us, verse 17, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? What's a hypocrite? That's a person that's putting on front, that's putting on an act. He wants to appear religious, and he don't want to look like he's backslid, but under the surface, amen, he's just putting on an act. He's an actor as in a play. Amen. And Jesus perceived their weakness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's. Or give God what belongs to him. Amen. In the 21st chapter, they didn't give the Lord what belonged to him, what was his to start with. They didn't do it. And now over here in the 21st verse of the 22nd chapter, amen, he said, render unto God the things that are God's. When they heard these things, these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Amen. Ah, praise God. What belongs to God? What belongs to God? What belongs to God? what all belongs to God. Amen. Oh, praise God. This won't take long at all. Amen. I'll have you out in plenty of time. Hallelujah. I haven't preached in so long, I might have lost practice. I don't know. Amen. On the other hand, I'm liable to get hung up and hem-haw around a long time. Pray for me, saints. Praise God. What belongs to God? Amen. Well, from a way, 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 way back yonder, we find out, I mean way back there in Genesis and Exodus, that one day out of seven belongs to God. Amen. One day out of seven. You say, we're not under the law, we're under grace. There's just one difference in the law and grace. Under the law, they gave the Lord the last day of the week, the seventh day. Under grace, amen, they gave him the first day. Praise God. What belongs to God? One day out of seven. Amen. How do you tell a heathen nation from a Christian nation? By how they treat Sunday. Rick was telling us about how that under communist rule, you know, the communists gave them a day off on Sunday. The whole world has a holiday on Sunday. Almost all the world. Amen. They don't realize what it's for. Amen. But most of the world has a holiday on Sunday. In fact, most of the world is so influenced by Christianity that they have 2 days. Amen. And in Jerusalem, they have three. Amen. They have the Muslim Sabbath, which is Friday. The Jewish Sabbath, which starts, at 6 o'clock Friday night and goes through Saturday. Amen. And then they have the Christian Sabbath, which starts Saturday night at 6 o'clock and goes through Sunday. Amen. So I have to contend with three Sabbaths. Amen. But how many know, according to the New Testament, we give God the first day of the week? The last day of the week was a gigantic stop sign, a green light. Amen. But the first day of the week is a go signal. Praise God. It's a gigantic green light where we give our time and ourselves first to the Lord. Amen. The first day of the week to the Christian belongs to God. How you tell a heathen nation from a Christian? How they treat Sunday. Amen. I mean, I can remember oh so vividly how that we spent our Easter Sundays on the riverbank. We spent our Sundays either at Grandma's house or some other place in the pleasures of the world. Amen. We spent our Sundays at the Britain Field, at the baseball park. Amen. I mean, we believed in going fishing on Sunday. You know why? Because there's a bunch of heathen. That's why. I mean, amen, just as bad as the Hottentots. Amen. Well, you say, yeah, but Brother Collins, man, they go naked. We did a little of that, too. Amen. I mean, we hardly ever used a bathing suit back home. Amen. I mean, we hit old Big Creek and old Spring River everywhere. Amen. It was knee-deep, amen, in our birthday suit. Why? Because we was a bunch of heathen. Amen. Yeah, you're looking at me. Amen. You know why people take a weekend to have their pleasure runs, and it's becoming increasingly, amen, rampant even in so-called Pentecostal ranks and holiest churches. Amen. If they want to take off, they take the Lord's Day. Amen. You know what it is? We're fast becoming a bunch of heathen. Amen. Oh, I don't believe in a legalistic Sabbath. Amen. You probably are missing out on a whole lot of other things too. Amen. I already told you that under the law, the Sabbath was a stop sign. You couldn't do anything. Amen. You couldn't travel over about a half a mile. Amen. A Sabbath day's journey. Amen. And you couldn't do anything. It was a stop sign. Everything ground to a halt. Praise God. But the Sabbath for the Christian is a go signal to go and serve God and put Him first. And I'll tell you something. You'll never be happy till you put God first in the week. There'll be a big hole in your life if you don't learn to put God first. I told you we was a bunch of heathen back home when I was raised up. We spent our Easters on the riverbank fishing. But after I got saved, me and J.D. decided we'd go fishing again on Sunday, because that's the time when we went fishing. We worked all week, went to town on Saturday, and did what the country folks called our trading. You ever hear it called that? Did our trading. Amen. Yeah, Grandma used to wish for a rubber-tarred wagon because they rode a lot smoother. She had to ride to town in an iron-tarred Springfield wagon. Amen. To do the trading on Saturday. Amen. Oh, boy. We did our going to town on Saturday. That was kind of a holiday of sorts, too. Amen. But, boy, I mean, we tuned up the fishing pole. We got out those big, long cane poles. Amen. And went to the river. Me and J.D. decided after we got saved, baptized in a big creek, we was going to go fishing again. We went fishing. It was in the springtime. Church was going on to Old Field Creek Church. And me and J.D., he's just a year older than me. Amen. He was my uncle, but he's just a year older than me. He was raised like brothers. Amen. We got down there on Spring River below Dam 3. Amen. And we got to fishing. We got our lines tangled. We didn't catch any fish. Amen. It seemed like the angel Gabriel, the angel Michael, both was working against us. Amen. We decided we wasn't doing any good here. Amen. So we'd cross over this little old creek that flowed in the Spring River. And in order to cross over it, I was hanging on to the worms and my fishing pole. Amen. We had to hang on to a fence. We had a little narrow ledge that we was inching along. And I was hanging on to the worms. Amen. And I dropped that can of worms in that creek. There went our bait, floating down the creek into the river. That ended our fishing trip. And us two old hillbilly boys, we looked at each other. And we decided, two 14-year-old boys, well, he is 15, amen. We decided between us, it wasn't God's will for us to fish on Sunday. And we quit. We quit it. Amen. I mean, two 14-year-old boys quit it. Amen. I've got folks sitting in my churches through the year, they don't know when Sunday comes. They'll plan anything in the world on Sunday, on the Lord's Day. They don't care that they're missing church and setting a bad example and leaving the house of God and acting like a heathen. Amen. Did you know the world sees you when you're out there washing clothes on Sunday? It's the only day I've got to wash. I had to work all week. Bless God, quit. Amen. Mama, go home. Amen. Let Dad make a living. Praise God. Amen. You can live just as well, amen, on one income as you can two. You may not be able to have 15 cars and a boat, amen, and a four-wheeler, amen, but you can live just as good on one income as you can two. Stay home and do the washing during the week. We washed on Wednesday at home because Mama was at home. Amen. Nowadays, Mama's got to stay home and wash on Sunday because she's working all week to help make the payments. Quit! Quit acting like a heathen and get on the firing line for God and get back in church. Amen. Hallelujah. That's good preaching, Brother Colin. Amen. Good advice. Hallelujah. The first day of the week belongs to God. And when you take it away from Him and set a bad example, you're the first step down the steps, amen, back to heathenism. Amen. You know, ladies, in Russia, they didn't honor the Lord. They give the people a day off on Sunday to go to their dash hour, their gardens, amen, and they could go work in their gardens on Sunday. Amen. Brother Rick told me today, it's just as if the Lord said, well, amen, when you had a chance, you didn't go to the house of God on Sunday. Amen. So now, they've not got anything. Now, He's took it all away from them. Amen. Now they're in depression. Now they're in trouble. Amen. Why do people get in trouble? Because they no longer pay any attention to Matthew 3. Amen. Or Matthew 6 and 33. Matthew 6, 33. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." All these years, raising Jeff and Kim, amen, and me and my wife as poor as Job's turkey, amen, sport coats on sale in Carbon, Kentucky for $5 a piece, and I didn't have a nickel. But my wife didn't go get a job on the side. Amen. In order to help supplement our income. Hallelujah. We gave our best and first to God. Amen. I marveled 41 years ago when I preached 4 weeks in Hamilton, Ohio. Amen. And me and the pastor ride around in his Cadillac up and down these streets. He was visiting people. But most homes, there was nobody there. Why? Because Dad and Mom both was working. Amen. Now, folks, I could go to Grandma's house any time of the week, any time, day or night, and Grandma was there. Amen. Grandma might have been poor, but Grandma was a housewife. Grandma was making a home. Amen. You could come to our house any time, day or night, and Mama was there. Amen. There was always somebody there. What good is it if you got a mansion? What good is it if you got a $250,000, $350,000 home and there's nobody in it? Nobody there. Amen. No supper cooked when you get home. Amen. Nobody cares. Amen. What's wrong? We forgot to put God first. Amen. Yes, sir. The Bible says a woman is supposed to be a keeper at home. Amen. You know why there's so many broken homes today? 50% of it's because Mama went to the factory and she's working around a bunch of men. Amen. Yeah, you heard me say it. And you just think a little while. Situations that you've seen. Amen. I mean, they're living a double life all over Hamilton. One in the factory. Amen. And one at home. Huh? Amen. Because Mama's not where she belongs. Amen. That's right. She's out there in the workplace. Amen. Surrounded by a bunch of old roosters that haven't got any respect for God and men. Amen. And she's like a June bug in a hen yard. She ain't got a chance. Amen. Sexual harassment, hogwash. I'll tell you how to cure sexual harassment. Go home, Mama. I guarantee you that'll work. Amen. Go home where you belong, Mama. Be a keeper at the house. Amen. I guarantee you there won't be no sexual harassment. Amen. Yeah, but Brother Kong, I work and I pay tithes. We don't need that kind of money. Amen. I guarantee you the church and your house will do better. Praise God. If you'll go home where you belong, your children's going to do better. Amen. Great God, Mom and Dad both work. Amen. And then later on down the road they have to spend $30,000 to get their son out of prison. Get him a short sentence. What good is it? You got a bunch of bitter kids. You got a bunch of kids that's got everything turned upside down and backwards. Praise God, because they didn't have the care they needed at home. Amen. They're latchkey kids. They leave home, there's nobody there. And they get back home from school, and there's nobody there. I'll tell you something. Amen. We might have been poor, and we might have been heathen, but we wasn't that bad a Hottentot. Amen. Mama did stay home. And Dad, amen, went to work and made the living. Praise God. We need to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, let's go on. Amen. The first day of the week belongs to God. Amen. The New Testament's full of it. Praise God. The first day of the week was the day the Lord raised from the dead. They came very early in the morning on the first day of the week, and there Jesus appeared to them. Amen. And they ran and told the rest of the disciples. Then, praise God, 50 days later, after the crucifixion, after the Passover, on the first day of the week, the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Holy Ghost fell on the first day of the week. Amen. What would have happened if Peter had went on a fishing trip on the day of Pentecost? Huh? What would have happened if Peter had took an ocean to take a trip to the Smokies on the day of Pentecost? Huh? Amen. He wouldn't have got to preach that great message, would he? Amen. Where 3,000 got saved and the Holy Ghost was poured out. Praise God. Amen. I'm preaching the first day in the week. Belongs to God. Amen. 1 Corinthians 16:2 said, when you come together on the first day of the week, it became known as the Lord's Day. Amen. Revelation 1, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Why is it not the Lord's Day today? Because we stole it from Him. Amen. We stole it from Him. Amen. And we need to give it back to God and put God first and serve God. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be poor. You're going to be wretched. You're going to be blind. And I'll tell you the trouble about being wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. When you get in that shape, you don't care. And there's a whole lot of folks sitting around in churches today. They don't care what kind of example they're setting. They don't care that the neighbors is looking at them. They don't care that they need to be setting example and winning souls. Amen. When you become wretched, poor, and naked, and blind, you don't care. You become insensitive. Praise God. Oh, yes. Praise God. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet. You know, when John got the book of Revelation, he got it on the Lord's day. I guarantee you, if you ask John, are you glad you gave it to the Lord, John? Amen. Amen. One thing, I was getting on the mic riding down the road. I told him he didn't have any business sleeping in on Sunday morning. Amen. And laying up in bed like a heathen. He needed to be setting the example before others. Amen. He got the message. Praise God. I got him in there where he couldn't get away. Amen. I let him know, if you're going to preach the gospel, you're going to have to set the example. Praise God. Hallelujah. Larry Peters came home. He's still coming here for a revival meeting. Amen. And laid up in bed and slept late on Sunday morning instead of coming to Sunday school. I called him up and chewed him out good. Amen. He ain't never did it anymore. I don't reckon. Amen. He may be doing a whole lot of things now for all I know. Amen. But he didn't do it anymore while he was coming around us. Praise God. I'll tell you what. You make up your mind, I'm going to put God first in my life. You can't never take fishing trips, hunting trips, vacations, and steal the Lord's day. No more. Amen. You can't do it and not be miserable. You can't do it and not lose the blessing. You can't do it and not lose the anointing. Amen. Oh, well, you say, Brother Conforth, you don't have the anointing anyway. You need to be getting it. You need to be drawing close to God. You need to be seeking God and putting God first in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. Mama, seek Him first. Daddy, seek Him first. Son, seek Him first. Hey! Hey, wasn't anybody in my family cared about living for God, I'd have had the best excuse in the world to laid up in bed and not went to church. Because there wasn't nobody in my family cared about living for God. Amen. But hey, Amen. Me and J.D. decided it wasn't God's will. Grandma didn't tell us. Mama didn't tell us. Daddy didn't tell us. Amen. Nobody in the family told us. We got saved and we deducted from the circumstances that the Lord, it wasn't His will for us to be out messing around on Sunday and the church going on. A little later on, I started slipping by the church in order to get to Britton Field to play baseball on Sunday. So condemned that every thunderhead was chasing me. So condemned, amen, that every lightning bolt was dogging my heels. So condemned, amen, that everything that happened, I thought he's gonna get. Amen, a hound of hell was dogging my heels, scared to death. Amen. I had to decide once and for all, amen, that when God's people are in the house of God, that's where I belong. When God's people are assembled together, I belong with them. Amen. I've not got any business taking trips. I've not got any business taking vacations. Amen. If you got one scheduled for Sunday, cancel it. Amen. You're going back to heathens. When you desecrate the Lord's day, you steal it and take it away from God. Amen. You're not no Christian. No. You're not no example neither. No. Praise God. You say, well, a guy's got to work. I do not see the necessity. Amen. 4% unemployment in Ohio. And the only reason there's that much unemployment in Ohio, amen, is because some folks don't want to work. There's so much to do that you can pick your job. Amen. And you don't have to work on Sunday. Amen. Praise God. I can show you dozens and dozens and dozens of people. Amen. I have been a contractor. Contracting drywall. Amen. And I mean taking big jobs. Amen. And big responsibility. And the hardest kind of work is two jobs. It's the hardest in the building trade. And that's concrete work and drywall work. Hardest work there is. Amen. But you know what? I never got so busy that I missed one camp meeting. I never got so busy and so drowned with work and so drowned with debt that I missed one camp meeting. Not one. Not a youth camp. Well, I just can't make it to youth camp this year. Just can't make the camp meeting this year. I got to work poor as Job's turkey. Amen. Barely able to make the payments. Amen. Not a 3 cent stamp to mail a letter with. Amen. Where are you going, Brother Collins? Will you find me all alone in the car? Amen. Buying gas on the credit and going to youth camp to take care of youth camp. 25 years in Granite City. Amen. Never missed a one because I was contracting. Amen. I've never been to church late because I was contracting. Amen. I always decided that I was my own boss. And I could decide that I was going to be in the house of God and be there on time. Praise God. Amen. No, never had that much work to do. Amen. Had a lot of responsibility. Do you know what? Amen. I always wound up getting my jobs done quicker than anybody else would have. I didn't dilly-dally around. I wide-eyed everybody else and worked everybody else over time. Amen. Got my job done and went back to church. Praise God. I'd work real hard in the morning and run to the house and change clothes and run to the hospital and visit the hospitals and pray for the sick. Run back home, jerk on my cover off, and head out to the job again. Amen. And run back home in the afternoon after I worked. Amen. And run back to the hospitals again. Praise God. Never missed a hospital call. Never missed a church service. Never was late because I was contracting. I was my own boss. Amen. And I just made up my mind years ago to put God first. Hey, you say I can't. What kind of backbone you got? Hey, I can't. What kind of material you made out of? Hey, get some grit in your craw. Get some steel in your backbone. Praise God. And decide, I'm going to live for God. I'm going to put God first. If it hell lips, Granny. And you and Granny both will be better off for it. Praise God. Secondly, amen. Running out of time. Not hold you too long. 1/10 of our income right off the top belongs to God. And if you don't give it to God, you're a number one first class thief. Amen. You're the world's meanest thief. Amen. If a man steals things from a baby, amen, they'd call him a mean thief. But God has given His goods to your trust. Amen. And all He asked for was 1/10 of His stuff back. Amen. And you won't give Him what belongs to Him. 1/10 of your income belongs to God. That's right off the top. That's God's already. Now then, after you give what God back to Him and keep that trust, amen, then you give offerings because you want to give Him something. You don't want to go to judgment not giving God anything, do you? You don't want to go to judgment taking it all, do you? Amen. No. Amen. You can rob God of your tithes and offering. Malachi 3:10. Amen. You can rob God of your tithes and you can rob Him of the offerings. Amen. So you see, you need to give something to God over and above your tithes. As a matter of fact, a child of God that's all out for God, 100% for God, tithes is not near enough. I can't get by on tithes. Amen. I pay much, much more than tithes. Amen. To the tune of over $13,000 last year to the needs of God's cause and the ministries across the world. Praise God. Amen. And I've got the checks and the receipts to prove it. You want to put yours upside mine? Amen. I'll compare notes with you. Amen. 1/10 plus an offering. Why you give so much above and beyond tithe? Because I don't want to go to heaven empty-handed. Hey, amen, the church is famishing today for support because people won't even pay their tithes. The 1/10, a penny out of a dime, a dollar out of 10. Amen. You rob God of that 10th. Hey, Jesus said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things that are God's. Amen. Yes. Praise God. What belongs to God? Our tithe. Hallelujah. Yes. And our time. One day out of every week belongs to God. Well, praise God. We need to give God a little extra. We are evangelicals. Amen. We believe in spending our time in the house of God. We believe in revival. We believe in getting souls saved. Hallelujah. We believe that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. And so we need to give as much time as we can to the service of God. And be what has become more and more old-fashioned nowadays. Be faithful. Did you ever hear that word? Be faithful. Praise God. Amen. Set the example of faithfulness to the house of God. Praise God. You know how much millionaires generally give an offering? A dollar. Amen. Preached a revival of a while back in a church counted 3 millionaires. They took me up an offering preaching that night. Amen. Got $12. You know why? All of them gave a dollar. Amen. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be able to enjoy it if that's all I gave to God. I wouldn't be able to have any self-respect if that's all I gave to God. Praise God. I'll tell you what, amen, bring you a pocket full of them old rusty 20s to the house of God. Amen. I give 14 to the evangelist last revival and a couple more to some more other needs that we took up offerings for. Hallelujah. I tell you, you can do it. Amen. Because I've been practicing it for a long time. It's just a matter of getting used to giving. Amen. But that's over and above. Hey, when you get into eternity, you'll say, Brother Collins, I wish you'd have preached to me harder. I wish you'd have screamed at me louder. Amen. Because when you get there and you face the tribunal of heaven, and all we get over there is what all the treasure we have on the other side is what we laid up, what we set up. Amen. And we don't have any. You say, why didn't you scream louder? Why didn't you shake me till my teeth rattle? My God, here I am in the judgment and I'm empty-handed. Amen. What belongs to God? Oh, yes, the first and the best belongs to God. Well, I could say a whole bunch more. Amen. Bring in a whole bunch more things. Praise God. But you can see the drift, can't you? You can get the idea, don't you? Oh, you got your heads hung down. Amen. And you're awful quiet. But it's the truth anyhow. Amen. And I'll guarantee the recipe. It'll work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight and let's ask God to pour out the spirit of faithfulness in our land. Let's pray, God, that will renounce the curse that's upon our people. It'll renounce the curse that's upon our weather. The curse that's upon our rivers. Praise God, the curse that's upon our priorities. My God, amen. And bless us one more time. Praise God. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Young men, put him first. Working young people, put him first. Don't leave it to everybody else to do your part for you. I couldn't do it as a child. 14, 15 years old. I had to make up my mind to serve God if nobody in the family did. And that's why I wrote that song. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself. Going to stand if I have to stand alone. You know what? It's true to experience. I did it. Praise God. I did it. Amen. Brother Fred Hatfield used to announce me as a miracle boy. He said all you'd have to do is know his family like I knew him. Amen. And that's the way he introduced me to preach. He was my hero. He died at the age of 40 years. Exactly. In the prime of his ministry. In an automobile accident. Tell me, who's going to pick up the torch of those that have fallen? Who's going to pick up the torch of those that have let down the standard and have lost their sense of firstness in their priorities? As they sing, we invite you to an altar of prayer, consecration, sanctification. Praise God. Come on while they sing tonight.